All right, lawyer talk off the record on the air. We are back following up on a discussion we had a few weeks ago or whenever that was. Mm-hmm. And it was about whether you can, whether you being us citizens, United States Americans, can resist an unlawful arrest. And this has blown up a little bit. I mean, people have a lot of opinions about whether we, the people, should be able to resist an unlawful arrest. And I've read lots of comments on this to our discussion. And I wanted to follow up a little bit on what we were getting at.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, first of all, can you resist an unlawful arrest?
You can.
In Ohio. We're talking about Ohio law. Now, other states may be different. So, and, you know, if you've got a case going on, talk to your lawyer. But in Ohio, the law would say you can resist an unlawful arrest. But what is that? I want to take it a step further and say, what does that really mean in the context of life?
Because I feel like when people hear that off the bat, they think anytime I'm getting arrested now I can fight back. Like,
because I think it's unlawful.
Yes.
So here's some of the confusion. So let's look at it this way. The cops, Troy, you're a police officer, and you know, you pull me over and you say, "Get out of the car, you're under arrest, you son of a," you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Up against the wall, mofo.
Yeah.
You're under arrest. And I say, "Ha ha ha, I didn't do anything wrong. This is an unlawful arrest, so I'm gonna fight you." What do you think is going to happen?
Well, me being the cop, I'm a little eager. I'm probably going to pull out my taser. I'm going to go to town on you, really.
Yeah, like the best case scenario. Look, the best case scenario is I get my fanny whipped.
Yeah.
And I end up in cuffs because I'm not going to beat up a cop. And if I can, they're going to bring in another one. And if I take on that one, they're going to bring more. And if I run away, they're going to find me. I mean, there is no good end to that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to lose that battle. The worst case scenario is you get shot.
Yeah.
Right. So this is not, can you resist an unlawful arrest? This is not a question that implies to anybody that you should resist an arrest that you think is unlawful. Mm-hmm. I think what we're trying to say is quite the opposite. So look, back to our scenario, you're arresting me and I say, you got the wrong man. Mm-hmm. What should I do?
Unfortunately, what you should do is you should just let me handcuff you, take me with you, and then we can figure it out and realize, okay, we got the wrong guy. Right. That's what should happen.
So the whether the arrest is lawful is not my decision in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is my decision in the moment, it's not on me constitutionally to act on that and resist it. So what we're talking about is a scenario where we've had a couple of these.
Mm-hmm.
After the fact, somebody is charged with a crime. And let me come up with a scenario here. You arrest me. You got the wrong guy. And then I fight it. You got the wrong guy. You jackbooted thug cop. You're corrupt. You're all corrupt. You're greedy pot lickers, whatever you're going to call a cop. Yeah. I'm sure you can come up with a lot. I could show you some DUI videos where there's some, how you can use the word pig and the F word together in like multiple different ways. This guy was a master at it. But anyway,
we'll get a montage together.
We should get a montage. So all of those things happen, and I've now been arrested for the crime of murder. And then we get to the police station, and the police say, "Oh, you know what? You do look a lot like the guy, but we got it wrong."
In my head, we let him go right there.
Yeah, except.
Except?
I beat up the cops.
Oh, yeah. That's a tricky one.
I resisted arrest. Here's what you're going to see. I'm going to see this litany of tickets or complaints: resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, obstruction of official business, assault on a peace officer. And I'm not saying any of these are valid, but that's what we see. And usually what I see is the further the police go in the process of kicking my backside, the more charges I get. And then somebody comes to me, a guy like me goes to Troy and says, "Ring-a-ling-a-ling, I want a lawyer, and what do I do?" And you say, "Well, did you get charged with murder?" "No, that was dismissed. I didn't get charged." "So what are you dealing with?" "Well, I fought the cops." All right. Let's say the police arrested me without probable cause. So this is a legal conclusion. They didn't have probable cause to arrest me. They made a mistake, or they were wrong, or whatever. Maybe it was intentionally wrong, whatever it is. They didn't have a right to arrest me. Now I resisted that arrest. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
because this is the legal argument that we take into a courtroom to defend the person who resisted the unlawful arrest. It is not that on the side of the street, you should fight back and resist the arrest. But if somebody does, and then they call us, we go into courtroom, and in Ohio, that's a defense to the charge of resisting arrest.
I think the problem is people are going to be like, well, they didn't have probable cause. And I don't think people understand how low that burden of them is to have the probable cause to at least arrest you.
Yeah. So you're cutting to the heart of the question. Like, is it, what makes it an unlawful arrest?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So an arrest without probable cause is an unlawful arrest.
Yeah.
What's probable cause? Well, you tell me if you know, but the standard is basically would a reasonable person think something mm-hmm. is true?
Yeah. You match the description of the guy we were looking for. Boom. There we go. That's at least enough right there.
It could be probable cause.
Yeah.
Right. It could be. It doesn't have to be, but it could be. So probable cause, it's like one of these things that it's got a definition, but it's got lots of interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the capacity for lots of interpretation behind it. And then case law sort of chips away at it, and you try to find a scenario that's close to yours, and a court said this about that. That's common law.
Yeah.
So back to our hero, me, in this case, I get arrested. I fought back. I'm charged with resisting arrest. They realize they had the wrong guy. And I'm arguing the police didn't have authority to arrest me in the first place. It was unlawful. And you're going to defend me in a courtroom by presenting mm-hmm. evidence that, look, this guy resisted, but it was an unlawful arrest. He had a right to do that. It's a defense in court.
Yeah.
It's not a defense on the streets. And this is the distinction that I think is critical for everybody that's into this stuff like we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I saw a bunch of the comments on there. Like, these people were taking it very far. They were like, it gets to the point where you can like lawfully, like, I think a bunch of them kept saying like, you could lawfully like take an officer's life if they're like wrongfully like arresting you. And it was like, I don't know about all that. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. Bad advice. Bad advice. One, because nobody wants to kill anybody else.
No.
Or at least you shouldn't want to kill anybody else. You know, that's sort of one of the things that as a citizen, we, you know, going out there thinking I'm going to shoot a cop is bad.
Yeah.
And if, even if you, let's say there's a scenario you can invent in your head that you did shoot a cop and it was, you got away, or you were able to justify it in some sort of self-defense argument. I would still not rather have a dead police officer.
No. It was a very alarming amount of comments though on that. I think it was like 25 at least that were like saying that. And I was like, wow. You guys are getting, I don't know where you're getting your information from, but.
So let's be clear. nothing about our right to go into a courtroom and present evidence to defend resisting arrest or some other crime
mm-hmm.
should or did or is intended to suggest that people on the street have a right to go fight police officers and should fight police officers and fight back. It's almost always better if the arrest is, it's always better. If the arrest is unlawful, they're going to win. The point of what we're saying is the police are going to win that battle.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to win that battle. Now, they're going to get back to when we get it, when I get to take it into a courtroom, whether you can afford a lawyer, get a public defender, whatever it is, when your attorney gets into a courtroom, we can fight back there legally within the bounds of the system. And the streets aren't the place for that.
No.
That's the point. So look, I love the comments. And I love where people are going with this. And maybe you probably have some direct insight because it sort of felt like law school for a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the law school process.
Yeah.
This Socratic idea, Socratic being like Socrates, Socrates learned by questioning and answering through dialogue. And this is the kind of dialogue that I think is very helpful for people to understand how things work and evolve and make change. But fighting it out on the side of the streets, ultimately, I'm here to tell you, I can skip all the dialogue. It's not a good thing.
It never is, really.
It never is. Either you're going to get hurt, a police officer is going to get hurt, and you can argue whether you think all cops are bad or whatever. I'll disagree, and killing anybody is bad.
Absolutely.
So look, can you resist? Even if you can resist an unlawful, it doesn't mean you should. And if you do, and you get charged with crimes, then we get to use that as a defense. In court. That's what that's about. All right. So love the comments, guys. Keep them coming. You got a question, go to lawyertalkpodcast.com, submit it. I know some of you have suggested some topics that you want us to cover. I had a couple of great questions. We're working to get to them. I promise that we will. Keep them coming. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.